Love hitting the slopes but hate waiting in lift lines? Head to Marmot Basin Ski Resort in Jasper National Park for amazing snow without the crowd. Afterwards, stop at Moline Canyon to walk the frozen bottom of the deepest canyon in the Rockies and find natural ice sculptures. End the day next to a cozy fireplace with the ones you love. Don't just endure winter, enjoy it. Plan your getaway at jasper.travel/winter.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome to Wednesday. I am rapidly changing my belief that Thursday is my favorite day, and it's becoming Wednesday is my favorite day. And that's because I'm here with you, and I'm looking forward to this next hour where we are going to be flipping the switch on some perceptions. So the question that I'm posing for today is, if you spoke to your friends the way that you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? And unless you're answering that, lots of friends, you've got some work to do. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. The way that we speak to ourselves matters. You know, most people say, it's just my thoughts. It's just my thoughts. And it's like, no, your thoughts matter. And it makes a difference what you're thinking and saying to yourself. We all understand that the way that others speak to us can be damaging or hurtful or harmful. But most people that I've encountered don't realize that it's even more harmful when we speak to ourselves that way. And, you know, I think it's because we sleep with ourselves. You're there. That's who you're connecting with. And so learning to speak to yourself in a kind and life-giving way is something that is worth pursuing. I'm looking forward to speaking with you today and support you personally in flipping the switch. If you'd like to call in on 877-230-3062, that's 877-230-3062. The lines are open, and I am looking forward to chatting with you today and helping you move over to that more positive self-talk. When others speak to us unkindly or say hurtful things, it hurts us. They've done it once. And then often we replay it over and over and over again. And you may not even realize where those harmful things came from. And yet that's the very thing that's going to destroy your sense of self-concept, your positive self-concept. It's going to destroy your ability to achieve. It will disable you from living. And so learning to just process through that stuff and find the way that's going to support you is what the belief repatterning technique is all about. In order to do that, it's learning a different way of speaking to yourself. So I'm going to just do a general belief repatterning series of statements here, and I'm going to just introduce it to you a little bit by asking you to jot down these six words. The first one is forgiveness. The second one is permission. The third one is choice. Forgiveness, permission, choice. The next one is freedom. The fifth one is affirmation. And the sixth one is surrender. See, I developed this technique because I wanted to believe affirmations. I wanted to know that what I was saying was true. I wanted to be able to take a look at an affirmation and say it out loud and believe it. But what would happen is when I would say those things, often the monkey in my head would say, no, you're not. Or who do you think you're fooling? And that was if I was lucky. Sometimes it was much, much harsher than that. So I thought I needed to find a way to move myself through those old patterns of thinking. When you stay stuck in fear, your mind actually is unable to think creatively. And I call that being on the wrong side of the line, or on the down side of the line. The forgiveness and permission and choice statements in belief repatterning are designed to get you to the line where your mind will then open up in a creative way and you can start to see other things. So the forgiveness statements are about acknowledging where you're stuck and forgiving yourself for believing that you have to stay there. In belief repatterning, I'm not suggesting that you forgive people for doing nasty things to you. It's not that kind of forgiveness. It's about forgiving yourself for believing that you need to hang out in that old energy, that you need to stay in that old pattern, that you need to keep doing the things that hurt you. Most of us know better than what we're doing to ourselves. It's like you understand it, but then you don't do it, and then you go beat yourself up. So forgiving yourself for believing that you need to beat yourself up. We know that with children, that doesn't work. If they do something that's not on course for them, beating them up doesn't help them get on course. It just makes them mad and resentful and spiteful and all of those things. And it's the same when you do it to yourself. So forgiveness is that place of acknowledging where you're at. Just take in a big, deep breath and let it go. Forgiveness is about learning to acknowledge where you're at and let go of all that judgment and let go of all the nasty stuff. It's just a, oh, here I am. And I'm not really very keen on it. Okay? That's the forgiveness place. So the second stage then is permission. And permission is about opening up to a new possibility. When we spend too much time focusing on where we're at, asking all of what I call the crazy-making questions, the who, what, where, when, why, how, when we spend too much time there, we stay stuck in that old energy. And that's the exact place that you want to be able to move yourself out of. And the way that you do it is by opening up to the possibility of something else. So permission is about opening up to a new possibility. So let's look at where you're at and what the possibilities could be. Find out what's the energy, what's the feeling that's keeping you in that old place. Is it being harsh on yourself? Is it having way too high of expectations? And what would be the opposite possibility? Would it be being understanding or compassionate towards yourself? So let's look at that. If you've got a piece of paper and a pen handy, draw yourself a two-column chart. On the left-hand column, put an arrow facing down. And on the right-hand column, put an arrow that points upwards. This exercise comes right out of my book that's called Belief Repatterning, the Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. And it is just about all kinds of ways that you can easily move yourself over to that other side of the line. So on the left-hand side, write the feelings that you're feeling about the way that you speak to yourself. Is it harsh? Is it unkind? Is it mean? And then look at what would the opposite of that be. Harsh, unkind, mean, unloving, uncaring. You can put more than one word down if you want. Just create yourself this chart. So on the side of the chart with a down arrow, you put the feelings that are just not supportive of you. Okay? You could even write on that side, speaking nastily to myself, speaking meanly to myself. Okay? And then on the other side, on the right-hand side chart of the chart, what would be the opposite of that? So being unkind, the opposite might be kind. Being mean, the opposite might be loving or compassionate. Uncaring might be caring. Okay? Just look at what it is that's on the opposite for you. Loving, kind, caring, compassionate. And that's what you're going to give yourself permission to move to. Instead of being hard on yourself, maybe it's being easy on yourself. I don't know what it is for you, but you do. And by putting it down in this little chart, it'll help you start to see it. Okay? So we're going to forgive yourself for believing that you need to hang on to that old way of being, that you're going to have to hang on to that being hard or unkind to yourself. And we're going to move instead to a place of where you can feel compassionate or loving towards yourself. And that's the beginning of the belief repatterning process. We'll go through this together, and then I'm looking forward to taking your calls on 877-230-3062. Call in and let me know where you're feeling hung up about the way that you talk to yourself, about the way you treat yourself. And we'll help you move towards becoming more of your own best friend and being supportive of yourself in a way that works for you. I forgive myself for believing. And I guess I should tell you that as I say these statements, I'm going to encourage you then to say them along with me. So I'll say them once, and then I'll repeat it. And the second time, say them with me out loud. Okay? If you can't do it out loud, do it silently. But it helps to do it out loud because then you're giving a really strong message to your subconscious mind that you mean this. I forgive myself for believing that I need to stay unkind or uncaring to myself. And fill in one of the words that you put in on the left-hand side. I forgive myself for believing that I need to stay unkind or unloving to myself. And breathe that in through your nose and let it go through your mouth. One of my very favorite forgiveness statements, which is the acknowledgement stage, is this one. And you may want to even jot this one down. I forgive myself for believing that the way things were are the way they have to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things were are the way they have to stay. This is a very freeing statement and allows our minds to just move into that open space a little bit. It's like, oh, there is a possibility. It moves you into that place of possibility, which is the permission stage, very easily. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. Now choose one of the words that you've written down on the right-hand side. It might be being easier on yourself. It might be being kind or loving or caring or compassionate. Just pick one. It's okay. You can and will repattern anything you choose. You don't have to just do it all at the same time. So you can and will repattern anything you choose. So let's just begin with this speaking kindly to ourselves. I give myself permission to speak more kindly to myself. And you could fill that in with the word that you've got. So it might be, I give myself permission to be easier on myself. Or I give myself permission to be more caring of myself. If you've got a monkey arguing with you and telling you that you can't, please give me a shout. I'd love to help you through that. 877-230-3062. One of the things that I will just let you know is that I will also be taking a break, and over that break, we're going to be listening to some other possibilities and things that you can open up to that will support you in this work. And I will also be making an offer to you about how you can do a one-on-one session with me at a very reduced rate. I do have a code for people who are listening on the radio, and then I also have a code for people who call in, and I'll be giving those to you right after the break. If you call in, you receive a 40% discount on a session with me, and just by listening to the radio, you can have an introductory session with me at a 20% when you use the code. So those codes will be coming right after the break, but I want to get us to that place of choice, and permission is on the way. So I give myself permission to let go of that old behavior. It hurts. I give myself permission to let go of that old behavior. It hurts. Breathe it in and let it go. And if the monkey is saying, what old behavior? It's the old behavior of talking to yourself in a mean and unloving way, okay? I give myself permission to increase my ability to speak kindly to myself. I give myself permission to increase my ability to speak kindly to myself. And again, you are most welcome to fill in your own words with that, okay? The permission stage then is then opening the mind to the possibility, and then the choice stage is about a conscious decision where you put the two together. So I can speak kindly to myself, or I can speak harshly to myself. I can't do both at the same time. I can speak kindly to myself, or I can speak harshly to myself. I can't do both at the same time. And breathe that in. I consciously choose to speak kindly to myself. That makes more sense. I consciously choose to speak kindly to myself. That makes more sense. Okay? So we've just walked through the first three stages of the belief repatterning process. Forgiveness, which is about acknowledging where you're at. Permission, which is about opening to a new possibility. And choice, which is about making a conscious decision. We're going to take a quick break here, and after the break, I'll be leading you through the next three stages, which are freedom, affirmation, and surrender, on the same topic, and I also look forward to taking your calls. I'm Suze Casey, and this is Flipping the Switch, and I will be back in 3 minutes. Bye for now.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. Hi, and welcome back. I hope that you had a nice little stretch break. I sure did. And really, you know, today we're looking at speaking to yourself in a kinder way. That's what belief repatterning is all about, is helping you train that mind of yours, that big, beautiful, powerful mind, to focus on what it is that you want instead of beating yourself up for what you don't want. And we all know that with children, it works really well to focus on what it is that we want to create with them and increase that. And it works the same for us. And so before the break, I encouraged you to call in, and I see that we do have a caller. Janice is here. And just before I take Janice's call, I'm going to remind you that we will be going over what the next three stages are, the freedom, affirmation, and surrender. But first, I'd like to speak with Janice, because I said, if you've got a monkey yelling at you, give me a call. And so I'm wondering, Janice, did you have a monkey yelling in your head?
Oh, hello.
Hi, Janice. Welcome.
Hi, Suze. Thank you. Yes, I do have a monkey yelling at me.
Okay. What's that monkey saying?
It's saying, you're not good enough. You can't do it.
Okay.
You can't be consistent.
Okay. So would you like us to get that monkey off your back?
Oh, yes, please.
You sure? Because once we do the repatterning, you know, we don't really want to put it back again.
I am quite ready to let this monkey go.
Okay. So I heard you say a word, and the monkey actually, you know, we tend to think, I separate the monkeys into two camps. One is the inner critic and one is the inner coach. Okay. And I know that there's more often than two monkeys, but you can kind of divide them into two teams. Okay. So that one sounds to me like a critic, right?
It is.
It's like, you can't do this. Okay. But within its criticism, did you hear what it said to you? You can't do this. You can't be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to write the word consistent on the side of the page, on the right-hand side of the page where the up arrow is.
Okay.
And on the left-hand side of the page, write can't do it. Because the opposite of can't doing it is being consistent. Right?
Okay.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Janice, are you familiar at all with this work? Have you been listening to me before?
Yes, I've listened to you at Hay House, and I've read the whole book.
Oh, great. Congratulations. Well done. So you have a concept of what we're going through here.
I do. Yes.
Okay, great. And so lest people think, oh, well, she's been listening to her and she read the whole book and she still can't do it, then I can't do it. Please know that this is it's a process of learning and just practicing. And sometimes there's things that are just too deep that we can't get at ourselves. And this, Janice, feels to me like something that's too deep.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. So I forgive myself for believing I can't do it.
I forgive myself for believing that I can't do it.
Breathe in through your nose and out through the mouth, and let me know what your monkey has to say about it.
Actually, I thought I heard a little thing saying, yes, you can. I think
that's your inner coach showing up. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, I give myself permission to know that I can be consistent.
I give myself permission to believe that I can be consistent.
Good, breathe that in. Is that okay?
The monkey's saying, yeah, right, sure.
I forgive myself for believing. I need to keep beating myself up on that one.
I forgive myself for believing that I have to keep beating myself up on that one. I've got my water handy, too.
Good. Have a sip of water when you need it. Okay, so and those people that are listening with this, please do the statements along with Janice, because I call it belief repatterning karaoke. Like, really, all of us have been in that position at some point, and if we haven't been recently, we probably will be soon. So, the thing that's cool about belief repatterning is that it always supports you, because all of us, even if you are consistent, you can become more consistent. Okay? So I give myself permission to focus on where I already am consistent and expand it.
I give myself permission to focus on where I already am consistent and to expand on that. I'm sorry, I forgot the rest of it.
Yep, that's right. Breathe it in.
Okay.
What's the monkey say?
Sorry, I had a bit of a coach battling monkey there. The coach said, you do yoga quite consistently. And then the monkey said, yeah, but not consistent enough.
Ah, I give myself permission to focus on expanding my consistency on the things that support me.
I give myself permission to focus on...
To expand my consistency.
To expand my consistency on where I already am consistent.
Okay, breathe that in. Now, that support me.
Okay.
Yeah, because you already are pretty consistent about beating yourself up.
I'm darn consistent at that, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be.
So let's go here. If I could be consistent about beating myself up, I bet I could be consistent about supporting me.
If I can be consistent about beating myself up, I definitely can be supportive about supporting me.
Okay, breathe that in. I do know how to be consistent, and I choose to move it to the supportive side of the line.
I do know how to be consistent, and I choose to move it to the supportive side of the line.
Breathe that one in. And what's your monkey saying now?
It's like the monkey's trying, but the coach won't let it.
Okay. So one of the things that I talk about on the, I think it's on the back cover of the book, is that, no, it's not. Didn't make the back cover of the book, but it's about strengthening your inner coach enough so that when the critic shows up, there's somebody intelligent for it to talk to. Okay? And that's what you're experiencing right now, Janice. You've got that conversation going back and forth between the two of them?
Yes.
Okay? That's a really healthy place, because then you are able to observe and not feel like you're getting tugged back and forth, right? You can kind of just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can step into the role of, being your own best friend, being your own best mom, being your own best teacher. Like, what would the adult do here on a good day? And the adult would encourage the coach and feed it things to support the conversation. Right?
That's totally right.
So I am grateful for the consistency that I have built up in my yoga.
I am grateful for the consistency that I have built up in my yoga.
And I choose to increase that consistency. It supports me.
And I choose to increase that consistency because it supports me.
Breathe that in. Okay, how's that feeling?
It's feeling nice. It's starting to feel a little more settled, a little less monkey, and a little more coach, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I call them both monkeys, the inner mm-hmm. coach and the inner critic, because what you'll find is that inner critic gave us an indication of what it wanted, right? The consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm choosing to be consistent in supporting myself.
I am choosing to be consistent in supporting myself.
Is that okay?
Oh, I still need that. I need the consistency in the positive direction, not the negative.
I am terrific at consistent on the other side of the line.
I am terrific in consistency on the other side of the line, the right
and
side.
And I'm excited about moving it to the supportive side.
And I'm excited about moving it to the supportive side.
I already know how to be consistent. I'm free to move it to the supportive side.
I already know how to be consistent, and I am free to move it to the supportive side.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, now I don't know if you noticed when you go back and listen to the replay, you probably will, but it was like...
Oh, I will.
Okay, it was like you were all ready to just dive into that. I am consistent on the right side of the line. It's like, if you tried that, your monkey's going to say, no, you're not. Not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so it's like having a conversation and having two kids in front of you, and you just try to find the common ground and then move it forward. Find the common ground and move it forward. And what happens for most people, Janice, is they try to leap to the end. I am consistent all the time. Right? And then your monkey goes, no, you're not. You weren't last Tuesday when you were, you know.
That's it, exactly. That's what I do all the time. I always try. And I found in your book you had some statements for perfection as well. Like, I think I have a problem with that. It's like, you know, I can do it, but it's not good enough. It's not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I give myself permission to increase consistency on the supportive side.
I give myself permission to increase consistency on the positive side.
There you go. Breathe that in. Telling myself I'm not perfect enough doesn't support that. I let it go.
Telling myself that I'm not perfect enough doesn't support that, and I let it go.
So do you have anybody in your life that you love?
Yes.
First name?
Yes. Natalie.
If Natalie said, I'm not perfect enough, you would say to her,
I would say that's not true. Don't lie to yourself about that.
Okay.
You don't have to be perfect. You just need to be whole. You need to be present.
I choose to speak to myself like I would to Natalie.
I choose to speak to myself the way that I would speak to Natalie.
Okay, breathe that in. I'm free to tell myself I can be whole.
I am free to tell myself that I can be whole.
And I consistently create that.
And I consistently create that.
Okay, breathe that in. How's that?
Oh, that's very refreshing. That's very nice.
Nice little conversation with the monkey that we're having.
Yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
I love with the theme of your show. That is so true. Like if I try to think, like I would never speak to Natalie the way that I speak to myself in my own head.
Okay, the way that I have been speaking to myself.
The way I have been, yes.
And now I'm learning to consistently speak in a supportive way.
Exactly.
Okay, try that. And now I'm learning.
And now I'm learning to speak to myself in a supportive way. Consistently.
Yeah, good. Breathe that in. It's okay?
Yeah, that's great.
What's one thing that you could do between now and when you go to bed tonight that would be a supportive, consistent thing?
Do some yoga, because I haven't done it yet today.
Okay.
I haven't been sleeping with it today, so if I would do some yoga.
Okay, so it's not about the activity, as you know from reading the book. It's about the mindset you bring to the activity. So when you get onto your mat, what do you say to yourself?
Well, once I get onto the mat, I'm usually pretty good. It's getting to the mat that.
Okay.
That can
so
be
what would be a supportive way that could raise up your energy?
I love the way that yoga makes me feel while I'm doing it and after I'm doing it.
Okay. Good job. Breathe that in. I'm excited to have that feeling.
I'm excited to have the feeling that yoga gives me when I start and I finish.
Okay. So take the when out of it. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
To have the feeling of starting and finishing yoga.
I'm excited about having the feeling of starting and finishing yoga.
Okay, breathe that in. See how that feels different?
Yeah, it's a more...
supportive.
Supportive way of saying it, yeah.
Okay, because what you said was, I could go do some yoga because I haven't done it yet today.
Yes, that haven't.
Mm-hmm. So, I can do some yoga because I love the feeling when I start and finish. So try that.
I can do some yoga because I love the feeling when I start and I finish.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, it's about how we speak to ourselves. Now, there's another word that we could use in there that we could just up the energy a little bit more. Instead of I can, I am. Make it present. I am making a plan to get on my yoga mat. Or I am getting on my yoga mat at 2. Or I am... okay, rather than I can.
Okay. I am getting on my yoga mat in 1 hour because I love how I feel when I start and I finish.
Breathe it in. There you go. Okay. So, as you know from the book, this is not about being the word police, but it's about feeling the energy. And I know that you'll be able to hear the energy in your voice. I know that other callers were able to hear the energy in your voice when you just... you moved yourself over the line.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel it?
Yes. It there's just, again, something refreshing about it. It's like, it's really nice being over here.
Mm-hmm. And what you'll find is that people say, well, it's so hard. I have to, like, you know, keep remembering. It's like, no, this work, actually what it does is it engages body, mind, and spirit. And so it's like you say, it's refreshing. You like this feeling. So mm-hmm. if you like this feeling, you're going to get yourself addicted to it. Oh, good. Let's be addicted on the right side of the line instead of the other place that we've been addicted to out of habit. Because it's just a habit. It's just, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm. And with the practicing of it, like I'm going to re-listen to this and I'm probably going to write, I have a whole 3 pages of repatterning statements that I write down, but I know that it's not, that, you know, you need to change it up. You need to make it like it's a conversation in your head. And mm-hmm. and that, to me, seems to take practice. Like, it, you know, I'm a real ritual person. Do I do it every day at a certain time or?
You know, it's a great question, Janice. And, you know, I what will happen is that you'll start to have your subconscious mind do it for you.
Okay.
So I suspect it already is. I suspect now that you'll find yourself walking along saying, I choose this.
I do. I actually do. I've noticed that. And it's been many months. It's been since like November of last year that I've been trying this. But again, that monkey comes back and saying, well, you're not consistent, but I'm still doing it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would say I've been consistent in practicing this.
I've been consistent in practicing my belief repatterning statements.
Okay. Breathe it in. What's the monkey say?
I'm still in that midway position where the coach is saying, yes, it's better to practice them than not. And then there's the monkey saying, not enough. You know, you'll get better results if you do it more.
Okay, so if Natalie was saying something like that, what would you say to her?
Mm-hmm. I would say if you practice it once a day or once a month, it's still enough. It's still good enough.
Okay, so can you say that to yourself? Janice?
Yes. I'm practicing my belief repatterning statements enough every time I do them.
Okay, breathe it in. What's your monkey say?
It's kind of shutting up because it can't refute the logic.
Exactly. It's like, oh, good point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I find that when I do that, when you kind of speak the truth and you start believing in it, I have to start believing more in the coach than I do the critic.
Okay. So but let's do a repattern.
Believe. Yeah. Okay.
I forgive myself for believing that the critic's easier to believe. It's just a habit.
I forgive myself for believing that the critic is easier to believe. It's just a habit.
I don't like the feeling of listening to the critic.
I don't like the feeling of listening to the critic.
I give myself permission. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It doesn't support me.
Yeah, good job. Nice. See how the coach jumped in.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you are doing it. You already are doing it. That's great.
Okay.
I give myself permission to know I'm already doing it.
I give myself permission to know that I'm already doing it.
I like the feeling when I listen to my inner coach.
I like the feeling when I listen to my inner coach.
It's way more fun.
Oh, it's way more fun.
Okay, breathe it in. Now, you've also probably discovered that you can't be ignoring the inner critic, right? If you try to shut it up, it will get insistent.
Mm-hmm.
But and sometimes, what is that? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I say sometimes it's true. Like sometimes, you know, it's like I kind of need to get myself a kick in the butt to get going kind of thing. And once I get going, I'm fine. But it's that kind of activation energy that I need. But perhaps I should allow the coach to give me that and not the critic.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Because I was just about to say, would you give Natalie a kick in the butt?
No, I would only support her.
Yeah. And you know, there are sometimes where we give our friends a kick in the butt, but we do it in a loving way, right? Or a caring way. It's like, you know, you need a kick in the butt. So I'm going to give you a hug. And what are we going to do about this? You know, right?
I'm going to encourage her on the positive side and say, you know, this is, and it's so easy to do that for other people. Why is it so hard to do it for ourselves? Because
I forgive myself for believing it has to be hard. It's just a habit.
I forgive myself for believing that it has to be hard. It's just a habit.
I give myself permission to build a new habit.
I give myself permission to build a new habit.
Of
encouraging myself.
There you go. Breathe it in.
Side of the line.
There you go.
If you wouldn't mind answering a quick question for me.
Absolutely.
I find myself using a lot of forgiveness and permission statements. Well, I start, like, you know, and they seem to be the bulk of what I do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some choice, and, you know, I am free to this. They kind of start moving in. If I am consistent, the theme of my thing, will that start to change? And will I start, like, just naturally using more of the affirmation and surrender statements?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can move yourself there really easily, Janice, by, you know, that how in the book every chapter has got a series of statements?
Yes.
Go through and read all of the choice ones.
All the choice ones. Okay.
Just read the choice statements. Okay.
Okay.
In each chapter, just read the choice statements and then go and look at the chapter on choice.
Okay.
And then this week, focus on choice. And so, you know, when you're walking out of the house, I'm choosing to walk out of the house. I'm choosing to get in my car. Look at me choosing. I know how to choose. Okay? And that's the little conversation that you have with yourself.
Okay, because I sometimes felt like I was getting stuck in forgiveness and permission. And you know, I could live there for a long time. But, I don't want to get stuck there.
Well, and if you think about the line, forgiveness and permission are when you're on the downside of the line. And so this is a real indication of growth, is that you're saying, I want to be moving myself over. Choice is at the line. Okay? So focus on that for, you know, week or 2 weeks or a couple of days or whatever. And then do the same thing with all of the, in the book, all of the freedom statements. Because the freedom statements are what, like, where you try it on. Where you explore the idea, where you visualize it, where you imagine it. Okay. And then you can do, like, I'm free to go get in my car. I'm free to drive to work. I'm free to smile right now and just reinforce it a few times. And you don't have to do it like 300 hours. Just do it a couple, you know. Now, you know, one of the things I suggest in the book is to do stuff at a stoplight. You're going to be hitting a stoplight. Great. So when you're at the stoplight, do a couple freedom statements. Okay. And then you can just work yourself that way. You'll find yourself moving that way because the scaffolding is there.
Right. So it's like you using it as practice. Like you're doing something, but you're saying I'm choosing to do this or I'm free to do this.
Mm-hmm. Because it's always the mindset with which you bring, not the activity that you're doing.
Okay, that's great.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client earlier this morning, and she was saying, you know, that the energy was stuck. And I said, you know, energy by its nature wants to lift. Energy by its nature wants to move up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when water boils, the energy, the steam rises. It doesn't fall. Okay? Energy wants to move up. And so all it is just giving it a little boost, just allowing it to do that. Okay? I'm really excited to hear how you've been integrating the work from the book. So well done.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's working. I also want to let you know that, you know, I'm someone who's been studying it, and yeah, it's
well, you put a great big smile on my face, because it's like, you know, you send your baby off into the world and you hope that it's doing, you know, behaving well.
Yes.
So no, I really appreciate you calling in, Janice, and I have your email address, and
yes,
I will send you an email with your permission with the code that will give you the 40% off if you would like to do a one-on-one with me, and you can use that at any time in the next month.
Okay.
And for anybody who's listening in, I'll give you the code as well. But first of all, I just want to say thank you so much, Janice, for being open to the process and for, you know, making your world lighter, because as you lighten yourself, the world becomes lighter for everyone. So thank you for having that commitment and that consistency in doing your work. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Oh, I really appreciate you calling in today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
For Bye-bye. Other listeners, if you would like to use the code CTR 2013, if you want to jot that down, that code will give you access on my website. So if you go to the website and you go to the Coaching with Suze, and when you go to pay, if you scroll down, and it's going to ask you for a discount code, and if you type in CTR 2013, that will allow you to PayPal on that code. The other thing that you can do is, if you wanted to phone the office instead, if you're not on PayPal, phone the office, 403-286-9380. And that number is on the website, but 403-286-9380. And say you'd like to book a session and give the code CTR2013, and your rate will be a 20% off of the regular rate, which is $165. Okay, so looking forward to speaking. If there's anyone else who'd like to call in, that'd be great. But meanwhile, I would just like to finish off on those other three statements. You heard me working them with Janice, and so let's just take a look at what those other three stages are. So the choice is what gets you to the line. And I'm fond of saying your job and your only job when you're in the pit or on the downside of the line is to get yourself to the line and do whatever it takes to get yourself to the line, as long as it's legal and moral. And once you get yourself to the line, then that inner coach has got free rein and will take over for you and really help and support you. And remember, that inner critic is not the bad guy. That inner critic is simply reminding you of what you decided before, and it will give you information, just like Janice's inner critic did, when it gave us that little piece about consistency and gave us the piece about the yoga, and then we can leverage that. Okay, so it's just a conversation that you're having with yourself. The statements are there to guide the conversation, and it's not so much a plug and play, although that works, and that's what I've got in the book for you, but it is about practicing it enough that your subconscious mind will start doing it, because we are learning machines. Okay, so that freedom stage, like I was mentioning to Janice, the freedom stage is about trying it on, visualizing it, imagining it, putting yourself in the feeling of it. Okay, and when I say of it, it's the emotion that you are feeling. So what does it feel like? Because when you engage the feeling, you're going to allow your body then to create those chemicals that is what's going to create the addiction to the new habit, the supportive habit. So freedom is about trying it on, exploring what it would look like. How would that feel? Okay, that's the freedom stage. And what that moves us from is from a decision into a, oh, I could do this, I could do this. That would be a possibility. The affirmation stage, the fifth stage, is specifically about finding visible evidence. Where am I already doing it? How do I already know this to be true? Visible evidence. Okay, what's the evidence that I've got? So, again, using Janice's example, it was, I'm consistent in yoga. And then that monkey came up and said, not consistent enough. And it was like, okay, so what would you say to your best friend or to somebody that you love, to a child, if they said that. And then speak to yourself that way. It's okay, sweetie. You know, I'm learning. Okay? And then the surrender stage is where you surrender into a new way of being. I call it the I am. And you surrender into that supportive place. So I'd like to continue now with the repatterning statements that we started the hour with and just move you there. Okay? There's anyone else? Well, I do have time to take one more quick call, and I'd love to speak with you. And the number is 877-230-3062. And remember that when you call in, you do have the opportunity then to have the reduced rate with me, okay? I give myself the freedom, or let's go, I am free. I am free to be kind to myself in the way I speak to me. I'm free to be kind to myself in the way I speak to me. And breathe it in. I know what it's like to speak kindly. I did it when, and this is when you'd have to find a specific example. So I spoke kindly to myself when I got out of the pool this morning and said, well done. Okay. Or I spoke kindly to myself when I got up this morning and said, oh, that was such a great sleep. Or I spoke kindly to myself. Or you can think about when you've spoken kindly to others. I spoke kindly to Natalie yesterday. When? Okay. Affirmation is about finding that time. And then I am kind. And I'm learning to be kind to myself, or I am loving and I'm learning to be loving to myself. That's the surrender place. I'm really excited to take this last caller really quickly. Joy has called in from New Jersey. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Suze.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, very well.
Good. And I'm glad to see that you called in. Joy has been on a seminar that I've been giving over the last couple of evenings called Being Heavy, Weighing You Down. And I'm excited to hear what your comments or questions are today.
My one comment is I loved having three calls and going to have a backup call, because like the first call in that seemed to give you a beginning, and the second call reinforced it, and the third one really brought it home.
Nice. Great feedback. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to help you to help me with completing the task that I set for myself.
Okay. How will it feel?
Peaceful. I keep going for peaceful because I'm cluttered. I have a lot of clutter.
Okay, and the opposite of clutter is peaceful?
Free. Free would be better.
Okay, let's do free and peaceful. We'll put them together because our beliefs come in herds. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in that clutter. I don't like it.
I forgive myself to believe I have to stay in that clutter. I don't like it.
Okay, breathe that in. Monkey, okay, in agreement?
Yeah.
I give myself permission to let go of the clutter. On the other side of it is peace and freedom.
I give myself permission to let go of the clutter. On the other side of it is peace and
freedom.
Freedom.
Okay, breathe that in. Monkey okay with that?
It's saying, well, let's see if you really do it this time.
Okay, I know there's no peace and freedom in the clutter. I've explored that.
I know there's no peace and freedom in the clutter. I've explored that.
I can choose clutter or I can choose peace and freedom. I can't do both.
I could choose clutter or I can choose peace and freedom. I can't choose both.
And so I'm consciously choosing.
I'm subconsciously choosing.
No, and so I am, sorry. And so I am consciously.
And so I am consciously choosing freedom and peacefulness.
Good, breathe that in. I can create freedom and peacefulness today by?
I can create freedom and peacefulness today by finishing my tax return.
Okay. Is that doable? Or
yes.
Is 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. By completing my tax return. Good. Breathe that in. I already created peace and freedom by making this call.
I've already created peace and freedom by making this call.
Every day I increase peace and freedom in my life.
Every day I increase peace and freedom in my life.
I like it.
I like it.
Okay. Breathe that in. And then you can do one of the exercises that I had you do, write the days of the week down, and that's what's one clutter thing that you can do every day because you're creating peace and freedom.
Okay.
I have to say bye because I only have 1 minute left, and I have to say bye to everybody else. But it was lovely of you to call in. Thank you so much. And I'm great to hear the feedback.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
So this has been Flipping the Switch with Suze. And today we were talking about, if you speak to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? And so learning to speak to yourself like you would a caring friend is a really great skill to develop. That's what belief repatterning will do for you. One of the things that I learned as a teacher was that if the homework couldn't be done between when I left, when the kids left the school and when they got to soccer practice, the homework wouldn't get done. So I'll be giving you great little tips and activities that you can do. This week, I'm going to encourage you, every time you walk through a doorway, think about consciously putting a smile on your face. It'll change things up. Until next week, I'm Suze Casey, and this has been Flipping the Switch. Next week, we'll look about keeping that smile on your face. Take good care. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.